Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thank you, Anna. Hi, everyone, and welcome once again to the Minister's Friend podcast. Well, we're back after a quick break for the Thanksgiving holiday and ready for another really good segment of my interview with Dr. Pete Alwinson, the founder and lead teacher of Forge, a quickly growing men's ministry here in Orlando, Florida. Last time, Pete and I talked about the importance of men finding their identity in Christ and not their jobs or their roles. If you haven't heard that episode, I highly recommend you go back and listen to it. It's a critical topic for everyone, not just men, and one that isn't taught as it should be today. In today's episode, we build on that idea by talking about two important needs for men: to know what they believe and why, and also to be part of what Dr. Pete calls a fire team. I'll give a personal testimony about fire teams in a bit, but first, let's head back to our table in the sandwich shop and my chat with Dr. Pete. You know, you said something this last week in the Forge lesson, that we can't be afraid of having spiritual dialogue, even if it's a little confrontational.
Yeah.
And I think that most men don't, because they don't feel equipped.
That's right.
They don't feel prepared to
do it. Yeah. And so that's the argument there. Get guys more equipped, and then they can be the leaders in their family, but mm-hmm. only when they have a certain level of knowledge. Mm-hmm. One way of looking at how to be a spiritual leader is to think of how Jesus loved the church in his offices mm-hmm. as prophet, priest, and king. Mm-hmm. So if a man says, I'm going to be the family prophet, that means he's got to have a certain knowledge of Scripture. Doesn't mean he comes around saying, thus saith me.
Right.
But he's bringing the Bible into his family decisions. He's the family priest in that he prays for his family and with his family. And he's the king in that he leads the family. But that's not a domination.
Mm-hmm.
That's a, mm-hmm. I'm ultimately responsible for what goes on here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think you've learned how to model that well in your family.
Well, thank you. I try.
Yeah.
You know, talking about where to start, men not knowing where to start, mm-hmm. one of the things I'm just kind of percolating on that here, that my mentor taught me, he says, well, think back, what were the five things you wish somebody would have taught you early on?
Right.
And he made me sit down and actually list them. Mm. He says, okay, now those are the five things. Start there, because it's personal to you.
That's right.
And you know how to do that, because you've walked through that part of the developmental process.
That's great. That's a great...
Yeah.
That we men need to be more self-aware.
Yeah.
And Proverbs 4 talks about watching your heart, because from it flow the springs of life.
Mm-hmm.
And we men are just so transactional, and we're so performance-oriented because we have to be.
Yeah.
That we don't often think about, why do I do what I do in the way I do it?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on inside me? I mean, I know I'm that way. I gotta think about those things.
Yeah.
No, that's a good comment.
Yeah, being self-aware is really critical. I mean, we're sitting here in a cafe as the news has just broken about a very famous Christian comic who has made some bad decisions and admitted to it. And Ed Stetzer had an article today about the whole thing, and it's really about that self-awareness and pursuing Jesus at all costs.
Yeah.
If we're not being discipled, we tend not to have those priorities right front and center with
us. You are right. And what I've learned, and even in later years, it's become more crucial to me, is that I love Bible teaching. I love Bible mm-hmm. personal Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
I love reading good Christian books. But the brotherhood in the church
mm-hmm.
is way more a part of the discipleship and the manhood development process.
Yeah.
That's why at our deal, and probably in your groups, we not only have, we have about 25 minutes, 30 minutes, sometimes I go over, of teaching, But then about 30 minutes or 25 minutes of table talk. Mm-hmm. But then we say, yeah, but that's got to go on beyond that. You got to get in a fire team. Yeah. So we need other men for that kind of stuff.
I love this. So this is something you've taught at Forge. Talk about the fire team.
Yeah, well,
I love that. It's been huge for me.
Good.
You know, I think a lot of my listeners know part of my story has been dealing with this anxiety thing over the last several years, and this idea of the fire team has absolutely given me stability in times when I didn't personally have stability.
It's been
phenomenal.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah,
That's great to hear.
Talk a little bit about the fire team.
You know, I love this idea because in maybe 15, 20, 30 years ago, they talked a lot about accountability groups.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something what man wants to be held accountable? Only a man on the cutting edge of growth. But we all want brothers, and life is a battle. And so the military has this great, whether you're Army or you're Marines, they really have this idea of the fire team, which is 2 to 4 guys that are fighting together to advance the mission. So they're doing two things simultaneously. They're fighting to protect each other, as well as to advance the mission about which they are a small part of a bigger project.
Yeah.
So when we think of that, we're a part of this big thing called the Kingdom of God, advancing the Kingdom of God. I need 2 to 4 guys that are fighting for me and that I'm fighting for. Mm-hmm. And so I want to see my brothers grow in Christ. Men like relationships. We do them differently mm-hmm. than women, but mm-hmm. we like them, generally speaking.
Yeah.
And so a fire team is simply these guys, a small group of guys that we're getting together, we're being honest with what's going on, mm-hmm. we're working through issues in life, and we're fighting for each other, praying for each mm-hmm. other, standing with mm-hmm. each other. And that's better than and you know what? In the long run, accountability happens
mm-hmm.
because a friend will call a friend, hey, how did that go? How are you doing?
Yep.
You had to talk to your wife. How'd that go? And so that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's exactly what these guys have done for me. You know,
that's great.
They knew I was facing something in the church, which you know, as a healthy pastor would not have been a big deal, but because of where I was emotionally with getting the medications right and stuff,
yeah.
and anxiety. And just for those that aren't aware of that, I'm several months now free of anxiety. So praise God,
it's all worked out.
But those guys did. They checked on me. They prayed for me. Prayed with me. In one particular case, when there was a difficult situation, they actually stepped in.
And amazing.
So just an awesome thing. And I do agree. Men need that.
We want it. Yeah. It's just that we're so afraid of facing ourselves at times mm-hmm. and being seen as a misfit or less than perfect.
Yeah.
But grace, as Christian men, we have to understand the first qualification for being a Christian is admitting we don't have what it takes.
That's right. That's right.
I don't have what it takes. And so grace is that Jesus had what it took for us. And so we're all graced. We're all lifted up by the gospel. So that's where in a fire team we can give grace to each other and we can challenge each other as well.
And they do.
as a pastor, I can't tell you, that was one of my hardest things is having friends. And now here you are as a pastor having friends admitting you had a need.
Yep.
And if you never admitted it, what would have happened? I'm turning the tables on you, but what would have happened if you had to deal with that all on your own?
You know, that's really an important thing for the pastors that are listening to think about, because in previous church settings when I was pastoring, that kind of transparency would not have gone well.
No, right.
So I'm in a church setting now where my leaders celebrate my fire team. My leaders know my issues, and they are a partner with me in this. That has not always been the case. And there's people listening to this, I'm positive, that don't feel like they've got that kind of trustworthiness.
That's right, you know, in their church.
In their church,
mm-hmm. yeah. And I had to, my first accountability friendship was with a pastor outside the church.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had friends in the church, I really had to develop a close relationship with a pastor outside my church.
Mm-hmm.
And partly to get comfortable being honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once we did, and grace begins to sink in, I realized, you know, it's easier being honest mm-hmm. about your stuff
mm-hmm.
when you start being honest about your stuff.
Yeah. Amen.
Then you don't have to play a game.
Amen.
And And those people in your church that don't want you to be honest, that want you to be the fourth member of the Trinity, they probably need to go to another church, you know?
Yep.
Pastors are not the fourth member of the Trinity, and neither are men. But we are precious and beloved sons of the Most High God, redeemed in Jesus Christ. When a man, or anyone else for that matter, accepts Jesus' death on the cross of Calvary as payment for sin and surrenders to him as Lord, that means king or master, everything changes. The problem is that way too many men do not understand their new identity and cannot adequately defend their faith. Doctrine is important. It's not that each of us must become a pastor or a theologian, but we do need to know the basics. And this comes from a life of discipleship, being mentored and discipled by those further down the pathway, and becoming a disciple maker for those who come behind us on this same faith journey. Pete also talked today about the desperate need for fire teams. Based on a military concept, Pete defines a fire team as a band of brothers, maybe 2 to 4, who fight together to advance the mission. In Christian terms, this means they are consistently there for each other, they protect each other, and they advance Christ's mission together as a united front. Pete noted that good Bible teaching, doctrine, together with good Christian brotherhood, fire teams, is good discipleship, and I could not agree more. With my own battle in the last year with clinical anxiety, I literally could not have survived without my brothers on my own fire team, two other local pastors that I meet with at least once each week. Men, please, you need this. If you don't have a ministry like Forge in your area to help you with this, maybe you need to catalyze fire teams where you live. Start small. Build your own first, but then let it multiply. If you'd like more information on the value and impact of fire teams for men, feel free to contact us here at The Minister's Friend, or contact the Forge Men's Ministry. Their website information is in today's show notes. Next week, Dr. Pete and I talk about the motto and purpose of Forge: building great men who build great men as God defines greatness. Pete's passion has now infected hundreds of men around metropolitan Orlando, and I hope it'll infect you too. That's next time on The Minister's Friend. As I noted before the holiday break, our podcast family is growing, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you for letting others know about our weekly program. Your recommendation to friends, family, and other people in ministry is the only way that we expand our reach. If you find the Minister's Friend podcast to be a blessing, would you please also take some time right now and subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you listen? Subscribing helps us a lot. And if you're so inclined, please also consider leaving a review. Just know that you are a blessing to us. I'm so glad you were here for today's episode. I hope you found the conversation with Dr. Pete insightful. Thank you for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!